You've spent the past little while actually out in Australia, but nothing will make you feel like home like a Timmy's. BJ went and grabbed you a Timmy's. Is this Jeff's? Yeah. All right, here's your coffee, Jeff.
It's like cocaine in a cup. Yeah,
nothing makes you feel, nothing says welcome back like a Tim Hortons coffee,
there
right?
You go.
Let's talk about that. You moved out to Australia, what, a couple years ago? You spent some time in Ireland.
Yeah, I was, when the Tea Party broke up, I moved to Ireland, late 2005. And the purpose of that was just to, I just really needed to sort of put myself in a self-imposed exile, you know?
Right.
Wasn't for Charlie Sheen reasons or anything like that. But it was more for like musical reasons, like, you know, just towards the end of the Tea Party, I was getting really disenchanted with the way things were, where things were going and moving towards. And it wasn't what I had put so much hard work and, you know, integrity and time into, you know, for it to start to fall apart like that. So, and I wanted to make sure that the legacy of what the three of us achieved in the Tea Party was sort of like frozen in time, you
right?
Because you know, I still feel like this. You know, there's a lot of things that you listen to, like, you know, for instance, like Nirvana or whatever. Okay, that sounds like the '90s. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But the Tea Party's music is something that, you know, it's like you can put it on still to this day. It still sounds fresh. You know, sounds like it could be just around the corner. And that's what I wanted to make sure was the case. You know, so I had to walk away. And I had to go somewhere where my fame didn't follow me, and a few other things didn't follow me. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I could find that passion again for making music, you know. And Ireland provided that for me. And then it was time, my little boy was getting close to having to go into kindergarten. And because his father will always be this rock and roll gypsy, traveling all around the world and living on jet planes, my son was born in Perth in 2004, in Perth, Australia, Western Australia, and that's where, you know, his grandmother is, and his aunties, and his uncles, and his cousins, and all that. And so we felt that it was important that, you know, if he was going to start school, he had to be somewhere where, you know, there was an emotional, you know, safety net, you know, so that it doesn't seem like I'm gone away so long.
Right.
So, and that's why, you know, the move to Perth originally. And then, but Australia for me has always been a very fertile, you know, music ground. Like, you know, we were really the first band in the 90s. Well, first Canadian rock band, really, to break it wide open there.
The Tea Party had a lot of success in Australia,
right? It was massive.
Yeah.
You know, it was massive. And we opened the door for a lot of Canadian bands to go over there and, you know, hopefully, you know, do the same. And you know, like, just for instance, it was great. In October, it was my birthday, and I was in Perth, and the boys from the Trues were there. It was their first
nice.
Time over.
Yeah.
You know? And so we had this massive jam, you know, right on this, like, this little pub on the Indian Ocean, and we had a great night. And they just fell in love with Australia. They did not want to get on the plane and go back home.
Nice.
You know? So.
All we see of Australia as far as music goes is what comes to us. You know, we've seen Airborne, we've seen Jet, and so what's the music scene like in Australia?
It's alive and well. Like, you know, the live scene in Australia is very, very much still rocking, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I hate to say it, but it's, the live scene in Australia is more supportive, you know, than, let's say, Canada.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's just more venues. There's venues on every single corner. You know?
Of course,
there's,
yeah.
Right, and bands playing everywhere. And that's why, you know, the quality of music that comes out of Australia, because there are so many rock bands and there's so many venues to play, you've got to be exceptionally good, you know,
right,
for the Australian audience to, like, you know, give a damn, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's why, like, you know, for instance, the Tea Party, I mean, that's why we were, you know, I think we were embraced by the Australian audience, because the band was, you know, just kick-ass live, right? And I've, you know what I love is, I love these English bands, like, okay, for instance, your Oasis poster in the back there.
Yeah.
How many times have we heard these idiots say, oh, we're the greatest band in the world, right?
You know? Yep, yep.
And they go to Australia and they're sent home with their tails between their legs.
Really?
You know, because they're crap, you know what I mean? So,
right, okay, all right, yeah.
So there you go.
Now, well, it's funny you say that, because everyone always says how the music scene is over there.
But in the UK.
In the UK.
Well, you know, it's like every band is saying that they're the greatest band in the world.
Right.
When they come out of the UK.
Are you saying they're not?
What do you think?
Say in Australia, do you sort of have to, I don't know, do you have to sort of get everything going like in the pub circuit? Is that like how you, is that how it would go
if,
for
if
you there?
If you're starting off, yeah. You know, you've got to, you know, you got to respect the way that they do things. Like, so I'm talking rock and roll.
Yes, yeah.
Pop music's a totally different thing, but you know, you got to go into the trenches, right? And if you're willing to do that in Australia, just like the Trues did, you know, like Trues go over to Australia, no one knows who they are.
Yeah.
You know, but they did the right thing. You know, they played the small venues and all that. And now, you know, they've got their name out there, you know, and the music's out there. And, you know, they got a little following and it's going to get bigger, you know. And if I can do anything to help those boys, I would, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, you played us a Tea Party tune, and I'm sure you've been asked a billion times. But for the folks in Kingston, what happened there?
Didn't I already answer that?
Well, I guess so, sort of.
It's just you know, like we were the best of friends when we started off,
right?
Okay, and there was all the respect in the world, and then, you know, just over time, you know, people's values and. You know, what they want to achieve, you know, could change, you know, that can begin to affect friendships and put a strain on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I think the three of us just wanted, you know, different things, you know, at the end. And also, like, a big part of it, too, was our manager, Steve Hoffman, you know, passed away a couple of years before the end of the Tea Party, and that was a big blow to us, because he was very much the glue that kept it all together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the thing is that, you know, like, I am an artist, like, you know, through and true, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I live my life, I would not prescribe to anyone else, you know? Like, you know, but that's cool, like, you know, like, I've got to go to those places in order to bring back the music,
right? Right.
And the thing was is that, you know, Mr. Steve Hoffman understood that in me, so he kept everyone else away.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when he had to go, that buffer wasn't there anymore, you know?
Right.
So things happened, you know, but you know, at the same time, you know, like, time heals all, you know, and I wish Jeff and Stuart, you know, all the best, you know, so.
You've talked about having to go to those places to bring the music back. Now, being in Australia, having a son who's six now, is that still something you need to do? Is that lifestyle, like, still a big part of it?
It can't change. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, my responsibilities have changed,
yeah, know,
to a certain extent, but you know, I can't let those things affect the necessary paths, you know, of art.
Right.
You know, and where one needs to go, but you know, if I have to go and do those things, I make sure that you know, it's not around the people that I love.
Of course, of course.
How cryptic was that?
I liked it, actually. I liked it. March 25th, you're going to be playing the Mansion here in Kingston.
Yeah.
What can someone expect from the show? What are you bringing out for us?
Well, it's going to be powerful, that's for sure. Like, I know the Mansion is a very little intimate place, you know.
It is, yeah.
But you know, that was our intention, you know, with this first tour. Like, we really wanted people to be up close, you know, personal. You know, but it's a big rock show in a very, very small venue.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to be fun, you know. It's like it'll take 2 hours out of your life, but it'll be 2 hours that you'll never regret.
Awesome. You going to do one more tune for us?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Nobody's fault but mine. Try to save my soul tonight, babe. It's nobody's fault but mine. I got a Bible in my home. I got a Bible in my home. If I don't read it, my soul will be lost. It's nobody's fault but mine. time, dying window. Hear the black snake sing. Any time, dying window. Hear the black snake sing. All the saints will fall into sin. Baby, there's nothing you can do. If the devil gives you a pardon, is my waging all in vain? If the devil gives you a pardon, is my waging all in vain? If the black snake takes my soul, well, well, will the story stay the same? Take me down to the river, baby. Come on, baby, try to save my soul. St. Peter, keep me from the fire, lock me in your heaven, boy, let me hear the choir. Save me, please, St. Peter, now, keep me from the fire, lock me in your heaven, and let me hear the choir. Sweet Jesus, now falling in a shame I ever have. If the black snake comes along, will the story stay the same? If he comes along, will the story stay the same?
Oh boy,
here he comes. The black snake blues, mama.
In studio K-Rock, Jeff Martin. I got to tell you, Jeff, I've had quite a few people sit in that chair there, but this has been a real treat today. That was awesome.
Thank
man.
You,
thank you so much. And a great conversation, as always. Mm-hmm. Always enjoy hearing what you have to say, man. The show is March 25th at the Mansion. If you get a chance, go and check it out. Jeff Martin, 777. The new disc, right here.
March 1st.
March 1st it comes out. The new disc is called The Ground Cries Out. Go out there and pick it out when pick it up when it comes out. I've had a chance to hear a few of the tracks, and it's just awesome, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Jeff Martin, thanks again, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.